Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today addressed the first meeting of the Palestinian Legislative Council in 18 months. Arafat renewed his call for elections to be held in January, and he denounced suicide bombing, saying they provide an excuse for Israeli military abuses. But reformers in the Palestinian legislature were disappointed by the lack of specifics in Arafat's speech, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now from Ramallah.
Most of the 87-member legislature crowded into a room with sandbags piled in the window frames in Arafat's heavily damaged Ramallah compound. 26 Gaza members participated by video hookup after a dozen were denied travel permits by the Israelis, who said the lawmakers were involved in terrorist acts. The first order of business was to re-elect parliamentary leader Abu Allah to his post, and he drew a round of applause when he said this would be the last session of the council before new elections. Most observers were paying close attention to Arafat's comments on terrorism. Without explicitly calling for an end to suicide bombings, Arafat spoke of such attacks in the context of 9/11, which he did call a terrorist action. In a reference to Israeli leaders, he said the attacks on New York and Washington had been used by some to persuade the public that Palestinians are a terrorist people.
But in reality, the Palestinians are victims of terrorism too, especially because of the suicide bombings inside Israel against civilians. They are used to cover up the reoccupation of our cities, the closures, and the use of illegitimate means by the occupying army.
Arafat's comments were criticized by the Hamas faction, which has claimed responsibility for scores of suicide bombings. Arafat repeated his call for international monitors to oversee Palestinian elections in January, but provided no specifics. For the lawmakers, this was expected to be a rare chance to flex their limited political muscle by voting on Arafat's new cabinet. But Arafat asked them to wait and hear from the cabinet tomorrow.
We have made changes in the cabinet. I ask you for a session with the cabinet ministers, which is a part of democracy. Hear their plans and determine whether they will lead to a transparent government with separation of powers.
Reform-minded lawmakers have been unimpressed by the limited changes made so far. PLC member Hatem Abdel Kader says the most important reform remains the establishment of truly independent branches of government. But he was pessimistic about the chances of creating the post of prime minister to take over the day-to-day operation of the authority from Arafat. He said the Palestinian Basic Law doesn't address such a position and would have to be amended.
But I think prime minister is important for us because we have somebody to ask him in the BLC. Now nobody can we ask him in BLC.
No one's accountable.
And according to the law, we can't ask Chairman Arafat, according to the law.
Abdel Kader says this lack of accountability between the leadership and the legislative branch is a fundamental flaw, but it seems unlikely that such a dramatic change could be made very quickly. Israeli officials had little reaction to Arafat's speech. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's advisor Dori Gold said Israel supports Palestinian self-government, but not if Palestinian leaders continue to support terrorism. Palestinian lawmaker Nabil Shah says the first real test for Arafat will come when the Legislative Council votes yea or nay on the new cabinet, which is still an open question.
The parliament, the PLC, have to really assess the program of the government tomorrow and find out whether it deserves confidence, or else they vote against it, they'll be asking President Arafat to form a new government.
With some of the opposition lawmakers stuck in Gaza, participating by a shaky video link, it's not clear whether the reformers can mount an effective challenge to their leader, who appeared unfazed by international calls for his replacement. Arafat joked that he wished his people would replace him so he could rest. But aides say if elections are held in January, Yasser Arafat will be a candidate. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.